Last night, Federal Treasurer Jim Chalmers said, and I quote, "We're investing billions more in science and innovation through the Medical Research Fund and in the CSIRO and Square Kilometre Array," end quote. In a statement released by his office, he was more specific, and I quote, "Investing $1.5 billion to strengthen our research and innovation institutions, including CSIRO, the Australia Centre for Disease Preparedness, the National Measurement Institute, and the Square Kilometre Array." In a joint statement with Senator Tim Ayres, Chalmers wrote, "$387.4 million for the CSIRO to support its internationally leading research. $273 million for the National Measurement Institute, which underpins vital trade and transportation and transactions and supports consumer confidence. And $21.7 million funding for the Australian Space Agency to continue delivering its core functions as part of fostering a local space sector that lifts the broader economy and improves the lives of Australians." Now, this funding is over 2 years, from 2026 to 2027, or starting then. Funding to continue building the Square Kilometre Array, the world's most ambitious radio astronomy project, to answer fundamental scientific questions and develop new technologies. The Bureau of Meteorology provides the Civil Aviation Safety and Safety Authority with meteorological, volcanic ash, and space weather information necessary for safe and efficient civil aviation operations. The Bureau works with the Department of Industry, Science and Resources to help build Australia's Earth Observation from Space capabilities. CSIRO has stewardship of the Australia Telescope National Facility. During the 2025 to 2026 financial year, they had a target of achieving a minimum of 70% successful astronomical observations. At present, the radio telescope is actually achieving 74%. Geoscience Australia operates the Alice Springs Ground Station, which receives imagery from the Landsat satellites. At budget reporting time, it was on target to meet its aim of capturing more than 98% of possible data. One budget paper deals with women. The Space Agency made this contribution to the Woman's Statement.
Gender analysis in practice, future direction of the Australian Space Agency. Catherine Benelpeg, the first professional astronaut to represent Australia, was named 2026 Australian of the Year, but there is still significant work to do to lift gender equality in the space sector. Australia's space and associated industries are highly gender segregated, with a predominantly male workforce. The lack of representation of women in the space industry is further compounded by a lack of intersectional diversity and significant underrepresentation of First Nations people. As the local space sector continues to grow, the Australian Space Agency is working to improve women's representation in the sector and across the skills pipeline, leading whole-of-government space policy and international space partnerships. The Australian Space Agency will progress gender equality through recruitment and procurement processes, capability uplift in critical technologies, the design of science, technology, engineering and mathematics, STEM, outreach activities through the Australian Space Discovery Centre, and the engagements of Ms. Benelpeg.
As is usual, the budget makes provision for Australia's liability for damages caused by space objects and high-powered rockets.
Under the United Nations Convention on International Liability for Damage Caused by Space Objects, the government may be liable to pay compensation for damage caused on the surface of the Earth or to aircraft in flight by space objects or high-powered rockets launched from Australia or by Australian nationals overseas. For activities approved under the Space, Launches and Returns Act 2018, the Act, the government also accepts liability for damage suffered by Australian nationals to a maximum value of $3 billion above an insured level. To address this risk, in order to have a space object or high-power rocket activity authorised under the Act, the responsible party is required to insure against, or take financial responsibility for, damage to third parties. The amount of insurance or financial responsibility is capped at $100 million. The Act provides for amounts lower than $100 million depending on the risk profile of the activity. A maximum probable loss methodology is also available to calculate the amount of insurance or financial responsibility.
And the amount set aside is unchanged from previous years. That is $3 billion. The budget papers also refer to the Department of Defence and points out that it has many responsibilities. One of them is military space. In all, defence spending rises from $52 billion in the 2025-26 financial year to nearly $62 billion in the 2029-30 financial year. Now, how much of that is space-related is not specified in the budget papers. At least I couldn't find it this afternoon.